This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel pummeled Gaza with airstrikes early Monday morning as violence in the region entered its second week. The attack rocked the city from north to south and lasted 10 minutes, according to the Associated Press. It was heavier and wider than an attack early Sunday. The attack followed comments Sunday by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on U.S. TV that he was not planning any immediate end to deadly airstrikes on Gaza. Also Sunday, Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. It was the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and the Hamas militant group that rules Gaza. On Sunday morning in Gaza, Hamas launched rockets from civilian areas in Gaza toward Israeli civilian areas. No injuries were reported. Since the fighting began on May 10th, at least 192 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 58 children and 22 women. This according to Gaza's health ministry. At least 10 Israelis have been killed in the rocket attacks, including a six-year-old. On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made phone calls to his counterparts in Egypt, Qatar, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and France to discuss urgent work to halt the crisis. The top editor of the Associated Press is calling for an independent investigation into the Israeli airstrike that targeted and destroyed a Gaza City building housing offices of the AP, broadcaster Al Jazeera, and other media. AP's executive editor says the Israeli government has yet to provide clear evidence supporting its attack, which leveled a 12-story building. The Israeli military has said that Hamas used the building for a military intelligence office and for weapons development. This is VOA News.